Today we have a message entitled, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Give thanks with a, go ahead and say that with me. Give thanks with a grateful heart. King David, when he brought the Ark of the Covenant, going to get into the big story, but the Ark of the Covenant, they made a movie about it and they found it. The guy in Star Wars showed up and did that. And he became... Anyway, they brought it in. King David brought it, and they set it. They got it from Obed-Edom's house and came and set it in the tent, which is now the Tabernacle of David. And it says, and they brought the Ark of God and set it in the tent, and David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. This is bringing a change in things, and they brought it. What happened is they had made a mistake in thinking that they could take this like a magic box that represented God's presence and go out to war and defeat the enemy. And of course, the enemy, it didn't work because it was trying to be like superstitious or something with God. And the adversaries, the enemies stole it. And then, of course, it didn't work out too good for them. That's great Bible reading. It's hilarious stuff. And then, but now they're bringing it back. They made some mistakes in bringing it. And it ended up camping out at Obed-Edom's house. And the glory of God began to manifest there. And all this livestock multiplied. Everything went right for him. And David was noticing all that. He goes ahead and reads the scriptures and discovers we were bringing it in wrong. And so they go and do it right. And this is that whole section of scripture when David strips down and begins to dance before the Lord. And just with all of his heart, and he's dancing in front of the ark, and he comes into town. And they get it in Jerusalem. And now it says they pitched the tent, and David had finished offering the burnt offerings. And they had a big celebration that day. It says peace offerings. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord, distributed to all Israel, both men and women, to each a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. And then he appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord to invoke and to thank and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. And then it has a bunch of men's names there. If you say them really fast, it sounds like you're speaking in tongues. And then they were to, Asaph was to hold sound the cymbals, and Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priests, were to blow trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant. And then on the day David first appointed that thanksgiving be sung to the Lord by Asaph and his brothers. And they start off, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Everybody said, oh, give thanks to the Lord. It says, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. It goes on and on and on. Page ends up, he says, and say, also say this. Save us, God of our salvation, and gather and deliver us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And then the scripture declares, and all the people said, amen. And then they praised the Lord. And this is I captured just a little bit in there about us moving. And that being our celebration Thanksgiving is kind of appropriate because we're going to be giving testimonies here in a little bit and just sharing the joy of things that we've done, things that happened in our lives here. Anybody got anything that God's done special here? We could just high five and start talking and break it up and just go for it. Because, you know, God's had he's tabernacled with us here. There have been unusual things here. But I have this little tiny message. And I want to just talk, because you don't have any notes to fill in there, but can you put up Hebrews 13:15? Look at this. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. That is, the fruit of the lips. And I guess my version, instead of saying acknowledge his name, it says giving thanks to his name. So I probably pulled the wrong. I don't know how I... Is this the English Standard Version? Anyway, giving thanks to his name. Everybody say giving thanks to his name. There's two times to praise the Lord. And there's only two. The first time is when you feel like it. This one speaks to the other time. And that's when you don't feel like it. There's two times, when you feel like it and when you don't. And this is when Thanksgiving is not based on an emotional moment of something good have happened. This is based on a discipline to continually offer the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Boy, just camp right there for a minute. This separates the mature from the immature. The immature go, I go into complain mode. How many of you have done that? I'm not going to act that way again. But how many of you have gone into complain mode? How many of you have benefited from it? How many of you like people that come into your presence complaining? Come into your presence and just down mouth and everything, right? Just complain, complain, complain. How do you like it when people enter your presence and they're thankful? Do you know why that's you're like that? Because you're made in God's image. And my first point is, Thanksgiving is heaven's protocol for entering God's presence. God says, I want you to enter my presence, but there's a way I want you to go about it. I want you to come in thankful. Are you there? Let me go ahead and read the scripture. It says, this is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, not we are, and we are His, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Everybody say, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go ahead. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. When He instructs us and says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is this Hebrew word, tada. Like T-O-W-D-A-H. Tada. Tada. Ta-da! And it means, get this, it literally means, you look it up, it means to praise God for what He's going to do. For what He's going to do. Not for what He's done, but for what He's going to do. And so you went, ta-da, I'm here to say thank you, Lord, because this is where the sacrifice is. Where you're going, there's something out here that we know that because of who He is and His history, and I've had to be stretched in this. How many of you have been, at least over these last several months, you begin to go, I'm not sure where we are right here, right? It's been a challenge, hasn't it? And I want to go ahead and say, because we're going to give testimony later, but I want to just thank Will for really commandeering the roof. Go ahead and stand up, buddy. Stand up right quick. This has been a rough and long, long ride. Thank you, buddy. And we got two latecomers, Duke. Go ahead and stand up, Duke. He's been a major, major blessing. And also, his name is Jaden, but he goes by Tiny. Go ahead and go ahead and stand up. And he's there. So Lawrence isn't here today, but Lawrence has come in as a breath of fresh air. Some of you know him. And they've just really come and become the final dream team on the tip at the end of this thing. It's been amazing. Thankful, I'm thankful, 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 thankful. But there's a protocol in heaven, and it's this. How many of you, when you go through tough sledding, and things are really difficult, and things aren't working out too well, have discovered the power of a thankful spirit before God? That it literally is an act of faith. To come into His presence with thanksgiving. Come into His gates with thanksgiving. Into His courts with praise. You can take that now. To come into His courts. To come into His gates with thanksgiving on your lips. And God, see, God, I'll get to some other cool things in a minute. But let me go ahead and say the next point. Number two is this. When we're closing up here. Jesus pays attention to who is thankful and who isn't. Listen to this. Luke 17:12-17. And as He entered a village, He was met by 10 lepers who stood at the distance and lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And He saw them. When He saw them, He said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving thanks to Him. And Now, he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10? Where are the 9? Wow. Have you been benefited in any way by the Lord? You should be overflowing with the spirit of thanks, because God takes notice. Jesus notices. How many of you, when little kids, you give them something and they don't say thank you, you notice. You notice. It's a training. It's a point of training. It's a point of discipline to actually begin to get the thankful spirit locked in. How many of you feel so delighted when a little kid says thank you? Okay, little kids. The Ancient of Days desires your responsiveness. Maybe you didn't learn that in life. Maybe you learned to just be negative, to not be thankful. They say that it takes at least, from every negative comment said to somebody, at least 3 positive ones. I mean, that's the bare minimum, to speak 3 positive ones. And some of us deflect it. Well, I used to be like that. Well, and deflect it. You could say, man, somebody could say something thankful and just kind of push it off. But that's no good. Paul says it this way, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It doesn't say give thanks for. That's the key there. It doesn't say for everything give thanks. How many of you know there's things you just, I'm not giving thanks for that. That was the worst decision. It's controlling all this kind of stuff. But in the midst of it, in any situation, in any circumstance, I can give praise to God. In every situation. What's the will of God? Because God says, if I got somebody praising me and thanking me in the middle of all that's going on, I'm going to lead them to the prospering points. I'm going to cause them to come out where it right. Are you there? Because faith, thankfulness is a point of faith. And lastly, number 3, thankfulness is an expression of faith that brings prayers before God to be answered. I remember a long time ago, I heard this story. Roy Hicks Sr. was telling the story, just as an illustration. It was a man. There was God up in heaven, and all the angels were there, and all of them had dour countenances. They were all heads down. And you listen down on the earth, and everybody was going, me, Lord, I want me, I want me. And there was not any thankfulness, none. And so all the world, all the church, whatever, everybody says, I want. And there's no gratitude. And then suddenly, there's a voice that begins to come up. And there's an angel on the back, and he's got this big beaming face. And this voice is saying, Lord, I just want to thank you today. I just want to thank you for who you are. Lord, you've been so good to me. I'm almost embarrassed to ask for anything, so I just want to just thank you that you're so good. Lord, I just want to bless you today. And this angel's beaming, and the Lord said, what does he have need of? And the angel pulls out a list. Well, his roof is leaking. Take care of it. His cars need some work. Take care of it. Didn't even ask. But because of a spirit of thanksgiving, the Lord knows what we have need of. And there's a verse that says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And the key here, make your request known. Now I want to show you, has anybody ever forgot to put the postage on your letter? What happens? It comes back and it's got a stamp on it. And it says, no postage, right? And that's what your prayer requests are like without the stamp of thanksgiving. You don't put thanksgiving on it and you get it back. You just get it back. But thanksgiving gets it in to God's mailbox. Amen? There's a lot of people, I prayed about that, I prayed about that, didn't put a stamp on the envelope. It just all come back. No thanksgiving stamp.
Nothing there. It's all your problems because you don't have a heart of thanksgiving. There you go. Have your life. Try something else. Because the protocol of heaven is enter the gates with thanksgiving. And Jesus is looking. He's watching who is and who isn't. And it's an act of faith. Thanksgiving is an expression of faith that God is going to do for you what you're asking. How many of you, we could probably just jump right into some little repentance time and say, Lord, clean my mouth out. Wash me clean. Let's put that verse back on. Hebrews 13:15. Let us continually, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. We're going to have communion together. So I want you to be thinking about what you're thankful for. My first and foremost, as you would imagine, is I'm thankful that Jesus died for me. And that here's the most amazing thing about the Lord. He's taken everything that went wrong in my life. He's taken everything that went wrong and He's turned it into something for good. And I'm so grateful for that. Let's go ahead and have those preparing for communion come on up and help me serve today. And, oh my gosh. I know some of you know this. Let's go ahead and begin serving. Let's all prepare. You know, this comes to my mind right now. I was with the 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago. It was a New Year's Eve. I was with a lot of our young adults. We were down at the gatherings and at the altar. We're praying the New Year in, and I was kneeling down there, and the Lord whispered to me, and He said this in my spirit. He said, you're an answer to the prayers that were prayed at this very altar. And what are you going to do with that? You know, I sat there, and the Lord says, you're an answer to the prayers. Now, and I thought, wow, what were the prayers, you know? And they were probably along the lines of something like this. Lord, may this sanctuary be dedicated to your glory until you come back. I could imagine that maybe being a prayer. That ministry would flow out from here till Jesus comes. And so it sat there for some time, and it was going in disrepair. But the Lord said, I remember sitting down with the Begons on the back row, and suddenly I couldn't speak because the glory of the Lord filled me. And I was like, okay, there was a, over there, yeah, over there, sitting back there on the back row. And they were there, and I just had gone into, and my spiritual dad, Larry Titus, had said, why don't you go sell that land out there and go downtown where all the needs are. And do what I did in Youngstown, and that's, you know, when your dad says something, you better pay attention. And that he has the assignment to be a father in my life, and he spoke, and it was a prophetic word, went in me. And I went home to tell, after that experience with being in there, and I went home to tell Heather, and she said, well, I heard you went over there. I said, yep. And then she said, well, I couldn't talk. Same, I don't know if you remember that, but I couldn't really talk. And Heather says, looks like we're moving. Because the glory of the Lord leads. You know, the glory cloud leads you. When He goes over here, you go over there. And He's going to do something that we haven't seen yet. Because the days have changed. Let's lift the bread before the Lord. You want to say something?
Father, we thank You for this place.
Yes.
We thank You for all that You did in this place. For the past 40 years, Your presence has been in this place. Now we, as Your people, in dedicating thanksgiving to You and lifting a symbol of Your body before You, Lord, we thank You that if Your physical presence does not go with us, we wouldn't want to go from here. But we know, Lord, that You're going with us because You told us to go. So as we dedicate ourselves to you this Thanksgiving and take this representation of your body, we're believing that everything that was broken will be left behind here. As we partake, anything undone, unfinished, unsaid, unproclaimed, we leave it here, Lord. It's a new season. A new beginning. By faith, take it, a new beginning for you, by faith. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you receive this by faith, it'll be a new beginning for you.
Yes.
Maybe for the first time. But by faith, say, it's a new beginning for me.
Beginning.
It's a new beginning. When I walk out this door, having received this communion with you, Lord, I leave it all behind by faith. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.
Let's partake together. That was good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hold the cup until all are served, if you wouldn't mind. Well, this is the place where I learned how to actually minister communion. This is a place where a lot of good lessons have happened here. I've dealt with a lot of issues in my own soul at the Lord's table, preparing the word, repented of a lot of sin, healed of a lot of brokenness here, delivered from a lot of evil works of darkness here, generational bondage broken here, all kinds of things have happened here. To the glory of the blood that we hold as a symbol in our hands, Jesus Christ has gone into the courtroom of heaven and said, I have poured out my blood, and now I can break and I can shut up the mouth of the accuser, because this blood has been applied to you and he has no longer any legal rights, because you have done courtroom business in the heavens. You have been washed because you have confessed your failures. You know, you can't come in on, as a religious person, and say, I have rights. We relinquish all of those. We say, Jesus, you've died for me, and I have no rights. And the Lord says, that's right. Except for me, you would be cast into outer darkness. But because of me, if you will hand me your sins, I'll give you my righteousness. If you will give me good old-fashioned sin, I will pour into you what you have need of. Love. Everybody? This cup represents complete love therapy, where you're forgiven to the uttermost, where God says, I not only forgive, I forget all of what you have done wrong. And if God is forget it, Satan comes up and brings it up. He goes, I don't remember that. Isn't that powerful? Because Jesus has declared us right with him. And this is reason right here. Let's praise him just for a minute. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for empowering us, Lord, by giving us forgiveness for every single thing we've ever done wrong. But also this, thank you, Lord, for empowering us to show the love of God by being great forgivers. And we receive this cup as this covenantal cup. And we ask now that you would expand the dimension of your love through us as we go. That there would come a mantle on us to suit where we're going. Something much greater than we could do in ourselves, because we've done all this, Lord, to see your glory move. You manifest your love. And so we receive not only the bread for the strength, but receive, Lord, a new anointing that the gospel of Jesus go forth. And we lift the cup, and Lord, we say, thank you, thank you, thank you for transformation in Christ Jesus. Thank you for empowerment. Thank you for strength. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for the covenant with God. In Jesus' name, let's partake together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Amen.